بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. أما بعد, first and foremost, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the good news that we're hearing from the Middle East, especially from, of course, Libya and what is happening in Libya. And inshaAllah ta'ala, al-Nasru qareeb, inshaAllah ta'ala. We hope that the people of Libya will celebrate Eid with the free Eid, inshaAllah ta'ala. And we hope that Syria will follow soon. And this is all good news in the last 10 days, inshaAllah. It's a very opportunistic and a very, inshaAllah, khair, mubarak time that this is happening. And inshaAllah ta'ala, things are changing. We hope this is light at the end of the tunnel, inshaAllah. We hope this is a time of optimism and hope. And we hope that what comes, inshaAllah ta'ala, is much, much better than what has preceded. Secondly, you'll notice that the Taraweeh is a little bit longer because we have to push ourselves just a little bit to finish up. Our khatm is on the 28th of August, which is a Saturday. And that's basically 5 days away, 6 days away. So we just have to push ourselves a little bit more. And inshaAllah ta'ala, we'll be finishing the Qur'an on Saturday night. So we'll have an extended dua. The khatira today, one of the verses that we went over, I think is a very interesting verse to talk about, especially in Ramadan. And that is the verse that mentions the story of Ayyub alayhi salam. وَذْكُرْ عَبْدَنَا أَيُّوبَ إِذْ نَادَ رَبَّهُ أَنِّي مَسَّنِيَ الشَّيْطَانُ بِالنُّصْبٍ وَعَذَابٍ. Allah mentions a number of prophets in Surah Sad. We just read Surah Sad. And of the prophets that Allah mentions, Allah says, and remember, O Muhammad, wadhkur abdana Ayyub. So Allah tells the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to think about Ayyub alayhi salam as a role model. And this is something we need to understand, that all the prophets are role models for other prophets. And they are also role models for us. Every prophet has something that the other prophets will benefit from. And so our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is told in the Quran, wasbir kama sabara ulul azmi min qablika min rusuli, that be patient like the strong prophets of old were patient. And Allah tells our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that look at the stories of those before you, kadhalika linuthabbita bihi fuadak, through the trials of the previous prophets, your own fuad, your own chest will become affirmed and you will get hope and optimism. So one of the stories that Allah reminds our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the story of Ayyub. وَذْكُرْ عَبْدَنَا أَيُّوب. So Allah calls him his slave and his servant, عَبْدَنَا أَيُّوب. إِذْ نَادَ رَبَّهُ, when he made dua to his Lord, رَبِّ إِنِّي مَسَّنِيَ الشَّيْطَانُ بِنُصْبٍ وَعَذَابٍ. He said, oh my Lord, shaytan has afflicted me with a pain and with torture. Now, what is the story of Ayyub? We don't have it mentioned in the Quran and Sunnah in detail. Just references are given. But we gather from other sources, which were allowed to narrate, the Israeliyat were allowed to narrate them. Israeliyat is the stories that are found in the Old Testament and the New Testament. Our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us about our position towards those stories. He said, you may narrate them, but don't believe in them fully and don't deny them, unless you have knowledge from our own book. The gaps that are filled in by the stories of the Old Testament, we're allowed to narrate them. حَدِّثُوا عَنْ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ وَلَا حَرَجٍ. Go ahead and tell the people that this is what we're getting it from the Old Testament. No problem in that. But don't believe it like you would believe the Quran. Allah knows, maybe they changed some details, maybe they subtracted, maybe they added. And don't deny, because you don't know, it might be true. Unless something is found that our Quran contradicts. So, from the Old Testament, we learn the story of Ayyub in much more detail. Of course, he's called Job. He's called Ayyub is called Job in the Old Testament. Now, the story of Ayyub, as summarized in the Old Testament, is that he was blessed with an immense fortune and an immense wealth. And Allah Azza wa Jalla blessed him with 10 sons, which is a huge number. And Allah blessed him with a large house and many agriculture and many, many plantations. And he was a thankful servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah wanted to test and try to see whether he would be thankful if all of this is taken away. What would you do, O Ayyub, if you don't have your wealth, you don't have your millions, you don't have your plantations? And so overnight, fi ashiyatin wa duhaha, overnight a storm came. And it was one of those, we call it a fire, what is it, fire cyclone, what is it? You know the thunderstorms that have fire in it as well. You know, these modern phenomena, they're very rare, but it happens. That it's a fire cyclone or a fire hurricane. That adab came, that punishment, it wasn't really a punishment, it was a test from Allah. It came and it took away everything that Ayyub had. And he was outside of his house and the house itself collapsed And all of his children died. All of his sons died. And the whole plantation, except for his wife, was saved. Everybody else was taken back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the entire property was destroyed. And in addition to that, he was then afflicted with a disease. What was this disease? Some books say leprosy, others say other things. But basically his skin began to fester and wound. And he became so difficult to look at. Ayyub had been a handsome man. He had been blessed with a beauty. He had been blessed with a good body. So he was then afflicted with a type of pain and a type of suffering that people could not bear to look at him. And so he had to abandon the city. And he had to live in a shanty house, in a structure that is a small structure. Nobody would come close to him except his wife, who was very dedicated, and she continued to support her husband and continued to take care of him throughout this time. And his worship did not change at all. He continued being just as thankful for what he had, and he continued praying and fasting and doing whatever he could, despite the fact he didn't have anything of what he used to have. His attitude towards his Lord did not change at all. And so he passed the test. And so Allah says, وَذْكُرْ عَبْدَنَا أَيُّوبِ. This is our true servant Ayyub, who worships us regardless of the situation he's in. Whether he's rich or poor, whether he's healthy or sick, the Lord will not change. And Allah's blessings will be given if you put your faith in Him. So he prayed to Allah, Rabbi inni masaniya shaytan. And he blamed it all on shaytan. Oh my Rabb, shaytan has done all of this. And this is of the positive attitude of the believer. We said many, many times, the believer never ascribes evil to Allah, even though in the end of the day, nothing happens except if Allah decrees, right? But we don't ascribe it to Allah. We ascribe it to ourselves. It's because of my sins. Or we ascribe it to the shaitan. But we don't ascribe evil to Allah. Our Prophet ﷺ said, الخير كله بيديك والشر ليس إليك. All good comes from you, O Allah. But evil, I'm not going to ascribe to you. Evil, I'm not going to ascribe to you. Like Ibrahim alayhi salam, when he says, when he makes the dua, وَإِذَا مَرِضْتُ فَهُوَ يَشْفِينَ. When I fall sick, He cures me. Even though in the grand scale, the sickness is from Allah and the cure is from Allah. But how did Ibrahim phrase it? When I fall sick, it's my fault. وَإِذَا مَرِضْتُ فَهُوَ يَشْفِينَ. He's the one who cures me. So we ascribe good to Allah. We don't ascribe evil to Allah. So Ayyub says that shaitan caused all of this for me and he's caused me pain. So, oh my Lord, you know my situation. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responded. And he was tested for a few years, 3 years, 5 years. He was tested for a time. But everyone should realize that when you are tested, then that test is a temporary test. And there's always a light at the end of the tunnel if you truly believe in Allah. So after those few years, Allah told him, أُرْكُضْ بِرِجْلِكَ هَذَا مُغْتَسَلٌ بَارِدٌ وَشَرَابٌ. Kick the ground, أُرْكُضْ, kick the ground. And where you kick the ground, you will find water coming out from there. And wash yourself in this water. It is cold and pure water. And when he washed himself, he came out as handsome as he ever was. So much so that when his wife came with his daily food, she saw this beautiful stranger. She said, where is my husband? He used to be around here. Where is he? She didn't even recognize him, because he had gone back to even a better state. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَآتَيْنَاهُ أَهْلَهُ وَمِثْلَهُمْ مَعَهُمْ. We gave him back his whole family, all the wealth that he had. We gave it all back and we doubled it. وَمِثْلَهُمْ مَعَهُمْ. We doubled it. Why? To show this is what happens when you have patience. And so in a few minutes, I want to talk a little bit about patience, because this is the month of patience. Our Prophet ﷺ said, شَهْرُ رَمَضَان شَهْرُ الصَّبْرُ. شهر رمضان شهر الصبر. The month of Ramadan is the month of patience. And our Prophet ﷺ said that if you can conquer fasting, الصيام نصف الصبر, half of all patience. If you can perfect your fasting, that's 50% of patience, you have perfected it. And the rest of patience will be through other things. And so patience, sabr, is a part and parcel of our life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Muddathir, the very first surah to come down after Iqra, what does Allah tell our Prophet ﷺ? وَلِرَبِّكَ فَصْبِرْ. Be patient for the sake of your Lord. Being patient for Allah is a part of iman. And sabr, sabara actually means to restrain, to tie up. You say, that an animal is masbur if the animal is tied up. If you tie an animal up, you say the animal is masbur. And a prisoner, you say that the prisoner is sabra if his hands are tied up. So sabr actually means to tie up. This is what it means, to be withheld or restrained. And of course, you understand the logical connection between the original meaning and patience. Because what is patience? Patience means you control yourself. You put your hands down, you put an invisible knot around your hands. You put an invisible string around your tongue. This is what you're holding, you're restraining. So the real meaning of sabr is to withhold. And the reason why it's such a difficult action is because it's an inaction. I repeat, the reason why sabr is such a difficult action is because it is no action. You're not supposed to do something. Your blood is boiling. What does sabr tell you to do? Trap it, clamp it down, control it. You want to just scream, shriek, yell. You want to just jump, you want to just hit. Sabr means calm down, control it. And this is the reality of what sabr is. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises sabr in over 50 verses in the Quran. Allah says, وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الصَّابِرِينَ. Allah loves those who are patient. Allah says the characteristics of the believers, وَالصَّابِرِينَ وَالصَّابِرَانَ. The believing men and women are those who are patient men and patient women. Allah says, وَاللَّهُ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ. Allah is with the صابرين. Allah says that that أُولَٰئِكَ يُجْزَوْنَ الْغُرْفَةَ بِمَا صَبَرُوا. Those people will be given the highest apartments in Jannah. Al-ghurfa is the highest levels of Jannah because they were patient. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِمَا صَبَرْتُمْ. The angels will enter in upon you in Jannah and they will tell you سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِمَا صَبَرْتُمْ. Peace is on you today because you were patient. Because you had sabr, this is where you are right now. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Allah saved them, that najaynahu, Allah azza wa jalla saved them because of their sabr. So Allah's punishment is lifted because of your patience. And Allah's reward is assigned. And the highest levels of Jannah are assigned. And in fact, one of the greatest blessings of patience, إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّ الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. This is one of the best rewards of patience. We said many, many times that every deed is given between 10 to 700 times reward. Correct? Every deed between 10 to 700. But there are some exceptions. Fasting is one of them. There is no limit. Why? Because fasting is the embodiment of patience. And what does Allah say about patience? إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّ الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Those who are patient will get their reward back without it being counted. And when Allah does not count, can you imagine how much you're going to get? When Allah is not going to give hisab, can you imagine how much you're going to get? And there are so many blessings as well. The hadith in Tirmidhi that the Prophet ﷺ said, that when somebody is tested by me taking away his most beloved, meaning his child, when somebody is tested with his son or daughter dying, because the most painful death is not the death of a parent, it is the death of a child. Because the death of a parent, you expect it. But the death of a child, you don't expect it. And the death of a child is the greatest calamity that can befall any parent. And so the Hadith Qudsi says that whichever parent is tested by taking away his child and he remains patient at that, then that child shall intercede for him to go to Jannah. And also in the Hadith in Tirmidhi, the Prophet ﷺ said that Allah Azza wa Jal says, again Hadith Qudsi, so these are all showing you the importance of sabr that Allah is speaking. That Allah says that if I take away the two pearls from the believer, meaning his eyes, if I take away these two faculties and he becomes blind, and he remains patient at that, then I have no reward lesser for him than Jannah itself. Once again, the rewards here for patience will be nothing less than Jannah itself. And Allah guarantees that Allah says in the Quran, إِن تَصْبِرُوا وَتَتَّقُوا وَيَأْتُوكُمْ مِفَوْرِهِمْ هَذَا يُمْدِدْكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ بِخَمْسَةِ آلَافٍ مِنْ مَلَائِكَةِ مُسَوِّمِينَ. Allah tells the believers that if you only have patience, you're scared about the enemies of Islam, you're worried about them, if you only have patience and you have taqwa in Allah, I will send 5,000 angels right now to take care of them. The bottom line, if you have sabr, nobody can destroy you. Allah is going to be on your side. That when you have sabr, then you will get Allah's rewards, Allah's blessings, and Allah's help. And as the saying goes, that the fruit of patience is always sweet. The fruit of patience is always sweet. And if you try to be hasty, you're not going to get the fruit. But if you're patient, you will get that fruit. So my dear brothers and sisters, this is the month of fasting. It is the month of sabr. And if we can perfect our fasting, we perfected 50% of sabr. And Allah Azza wa Jal wants us to fast, one of the reasons being to teach us sabr. And why is fasting a part of sabr? Obviously, because we restrain ourselves from food and drink. We restrain ourselves from that which is the most necessary thing for us. And sabr, very briefly, I have to mention this, I forgot. Sabr is of three types. This is important for us to know. Sabr is of three types. Number one, sabr in the face of a calamity. Death of a loved one, car accident, loss of a job, musibah happens. How do we do sabr at that point in time? We act Islamically. We don't say what we shouldn't say. We don't move our hands and wail and cry like we shouldn't. No, we act responsibly and sensibly. This is the first category of sabr. Second category of sabr is to restrain ourselves from committing sins. So we see some alcohol, temptations come to drink it. Some of us might have a problem with this. We have sabr. We control it. And this sabr generally is more difficult than the first category. Because the first category, you can't help it if you're in an accident. You have to be patient, right? Nothing, if somebody dies, what are you going to do? So you're forced into it. The second category, you have the will to do a sin. But sabr comes in and you restrain yourself. And the highest category of sabr is to restrain yourself away from even permissible things and to put yourself into the worship of Allah constantly. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَاصْطَبِرْ لِعِبَادَتِهِ, that be extra patient as you worship Him. So praying five times a day is a sign of patience. Fasting is a sign of patience. Why? Because you're withholding and restraining yourself in order to do these good deeds. Final point, how does one attain patience? Two things. Two points. Of course, there are more than this, but for this khatira, two points. Number one, study the blessings of patience. Study the blessings of patience. Simply reading the Quran and reading the Sunnah. And Riyadu Salihin, Imam An-Nawawi has a very good chapter on the blessings of patience. Simply read this and be aware of the blessings of patience. And this will bring about an immense ease when a calamity happens, how to be patient. And number two, how to be patient? Ask Allah to give you patience. Our Prophet ﷺ said, وَمَنْ يُصَبِّرْ يَصْبِرْهُ اللَّهُ, that whoever turns to Allah to get sabr, Allah will give him that sabr. Whoever turns to Allah to get sabr, Allah will give him that sabr. So you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that patience, and you ask Allah azza wa jalla to be granted that peacefulness and that serenity to be able to conquer your actions. And remember, as the Prophet ﷺ said, the strong person is not the one who can beat somebody else up. The strong person is the one who can control himself when he's angry, because that is the ultimate patience. Not to control somebody else, to control yourself. That is the ultimate patience. This is the month of sabr. Alhamdulillah, we have finished 20 days of this month. We literally have 21 days. We literally have 1 week left of this month. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us the perfection of patience. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our fasting. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us the tawfiq to stand on Laylatul Qadr. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cause the Quran to be an intercessor for all of us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cause us to be amongst those who are patient. Wa akhru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.